Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I'm going to teach you guys how to destroy a state very easily. Okay? It's very simple. This is how you do it. Okay? I am in Newport Beach today, right in front of the Dory. If I got out here at 5 o'clock in the morning, they'd have fresh fish today. But today they've got the little market out here with everybody selling everything from fresh food to pet items to little bit of everything, you know, dresses, you know, food, everything. Okay? Now, one thing that's crazy is if you want to set up and have a surf camp, you can't do that anymore. You got to get licensed to do that. So if you want to go out on the public beach and say, hey, I want to teach kids to surf, you have to get a permit for that now. Okay? Now, you can sit there and say, well, there's insurance and things like that, Dan. Okay, we'll leave it at that. But again, you got to get a permit to have a surf school. The next thing is right now we have a state shortfall of $6.5 billion. Isn't that wild? It's a big number. Now, with the $6.5 billion, one thing that we found out in the last week and a half was, look at this beautiful dog. We found out in the last week that they overpaid and paid for all the migrants to come here and get insurance. Guys, I spend a fortune every month on insurance to go out and to take care of myself as a single man. It's ridiculous, okay? But if I walked in and I was not from this country, I could get medical care. I could have a heart attack. I could have stitches. I could break my arm and get treatment. They would pay for it. Now, you can sit there and go, Dan, that's the way it should be. Okay. Okay, think of your friends and everybody that doesn't have insurance right now. It's nuts, guys. It's absolute lunacy. This state is bringing something back that they've talked about, but this is getting serious now, and you can read the story below. Per mile charge for your registration. So in addition to your registration of your motor vehicle, motorcycle, car, you would get charged per mile at 2.8 cents a mile. Huh? Yeah, guys. Now you can sit there and say, oh, that's fair. That's no big deal. I don't drive very much. Well, I do, guys. You know, I drive over 40,000 miles a year. And this came about because of the green initiatives. We want you to go green. We want you to get a green car. Well, here's the thing about this. It's not free to have this energy. You pay for electricity. You're paying for it some way, one way or another. So, but no. Now that they've gone green, people are buying less gas in the state of California, which is hard to believe. Well, I think it goes back to the recession that we are currently in right now. So with that being said, you're having less people buy gasoline right now. Okay, great. For me, think about this. My registration fees, my insurance fees, everything right now, I would spend an additional $1,180 a year if I drove exactly the same way I did this year as I did last year. Isn't that nuts, guys? $1,180 just to operate my motor vehicle. Plus, it'll be a bureaucratic nightmare with, you know, a bunch of BS that you'll have to go and they won't trust you. You won't be able to go and sit there and say, hey, I want to, here's how much I drove. I drove 1,840 miles this year. No. You'd have to go to a state-sponsored facility where they would check your mileage in and check your mileage out. So the old days of organized crime that would sit there. Want to know great stories? Do yourself a favor. If you want to see something really fascinating, organized crime, which was brilliant, they would go out and they would turn back odometers on vehicles in the 80s and when you had the traditional odometer, which is fantastic. I mean, these guys would come up with some ingenious ways. Once they got computerized, they could take those things apart and put them back together. As a writer, when I researched this stuff, it was big money. They'd bring 40 cars in a day, could change back the odometers, send them out, get paid. It's fantastic. Well, with computers, pesky computers, you can't do that anymore. So what are you going to do, guys? Are you going to sit there and charge everybody per mile This is criminality. And again, it goes back to, we have pensions in this state that require almost 28% of our budget to pay for the people that are, you know, retired already. Now, what they did was they set it up so that if you're a new government employee, and like I have a friend of mine who is 59 years old and he's retired, making about, say $12,000 a month, sitting on his ass walking his dog every day. Got the greatest gig in the world. Look at what somebody did here for Easter. It's always nice. That of space aliens did it, so you tell me. Point is that you can't win in a state like this. The governor, Governor Hairgel, you know, I'd like to know what he uses. No, I'm kidding. Governor Hairgel is under multiple investigations. Go look at a video from TK's garage, and he's talking about this because there's all these different things for car emissions, all these different problems that we have. But this was not what it was designed for. I have a buddy of mine that I had dinner with last night, went to the Angel game, and he was talking about how his solar, how they're starting to charge more and more fees. And originally, it was the price of the solar. Buy the solar energy, and then you get free electricity. Whatever you don't use, we buy back. Program's done. It's not how it works anymore. Okay. So now he has monthly fees attached to his electric bill because you have to stay on the grid. God knows you can't turn off Pacific Gas and Electric or Southern California Edison. Let me go to that. Cool. So you can't do that. No. You can't be off the grid. So he's got to pay for that. Now, here's the thing. Pacific Gas and Electric is the electric company. And if you want to make a payment via credit card or ACH, now you have to pay a fee. Now think about this. Think of the millions of customers that they have. Well, you want to pay your electric bill now, it's going to cost you $1.50 more a month. And I have people that go, big deal. I pay these fees all the time. No, it's a big deal, guys, because it's millions of net dollars to these people that are not doing anything. I am telling you this right now. Set up a business. And when you set up your checking account, walk in and say, hey, yeah, I want to open this account with $10,000. Listen, do you guys have credit card processing? I've got a really competitive rate from my private company. What do you guys have? They will bend over backwards, do backflips for you to get that account. How much do you process? You don't have to tell them right now, and they'll give you a smoking hot deal. Okay? But you're sitting there. You have to pay these fees? It's ridiculous, guys. It's utterly ridiculous. But again, let's charge you per mile. I mean, guys, it's nuts, guys. It's absolutely crazy. And I want you to think about this. What happens with Amazon? What happens with DHL? What happens with all these different companies? They're done, guys. And you can sit there and say, oh, no, Dan. They're going to get a sweetheart deal. Jeff Bezos isn't going to pay that per mile tax. You are. No. Because guys like me will get together with a group of lawyers and they'll sue the state. So that's not going to happen. DHL just announced that they are stopping shipments to the United States right now for shipments over $800 and above right now. It used to be that you didn't pay certain taxes and certain tariffs if it was $2,500 or above. Now, here's the shenanigans of this, and you can read the CNN story below, but it's designed so that, wait a second, you're not going to pay this. It's because of the tariffs, Dan. It's the tariffs. You know, your hamburger's going up because of the tariffs. Nonsense, guys. Absolute nonsense. DHL is not sending this stuff out, and there shouldn't be tariffs under the $2,500. Shine and Temu, they're not shipping anything, and they've raised prices. I saw the greatest article the other day where, how am I supposed to stay in business when my $20 item is going to be $50 now? Okay, well, work on it, guys. Figure something out. Here's the thing where people are working through this stuff right now. Toyota, the world's largest auto company, most successful auto company, is like, how can we work a deal to avoid these tariffs? Very simple. What if we the next edition of RAV4. Now, think about it. It's not here yet. They're not making it today. The next edition of the RAV4, why don't we go out and manufacture it back in the United States instead of pulling it from the United States? Why don't we bring it to Kentucky? I'm telling you, if that Japanese auto company does that and tells the president and his team, yeah, we're going to make the RAV4 here in 4 years, they're going to say, okay, deal. Okay? One thing that's funny is with the Doge stuff and with the tariffs, I want to end this video on something I put on the private channel. And I want you to think about this. There was a protest yesterday in around the country, and there was 11 million people. Nonsense. There was thousands of people across the country that got together, but it sure seemed organized. And what I mean by that is you had people that had pre-made signs that walked up, and they were of a certain age, where they were older. They were, you know, 15 years older than me. And I'm like, God, this is kind of a weird group to be protesting. Didn't think much about it. Went and did the video, edited it, and then put it out there. So with that being said, a friend of mine who's an attorney said, it's one of two people. It's state employees or it's government employees, somebody that wants to be part of this because the age of the people were such that, you know, they don't want their Medicaid touched. When I asked one guy, hey, how is Doge going to hurt Medicaid and Medicare? Move along, sir, you know. And he and I had a heated exchange with that one. But the point is that you can't ask these people questions. And then the best part about this, my point to all this, is that I went and I go, you know, I'm going to go edit. And I got an Asahi bowl and went and edited my video. And they all, after the video was uploaded to the private channel, which I allegedly live as the private channel, once I did that, I'm walking back to the car to the parking structure, and I'm sitting there, and all these people are carrying their signs in because it was a little after 2 o'clock. And I'm like, what is, oh my God, it was totally staged. This wasn't a peace and freedom 60s, you know, protest. It wasn't, we're going to show the man. It was like, we're going to go work and deal with this. So there's some group, and I have a feeling that we're going to see this exposed. Now, we don't get political on this channel, but what I have a problem with is fraud, waste, and abuse. You guys have a problem with that? Who has a problem with that right now? When you got some ass clown that is going to go out and charge you per mile, you want to destroy this state? Okay? I have a guy that is very successful that I'm connected with on Facebook, and he's like, I can't do it. I can't pay this insurance. I can't pay these taxes and continue to live here. You're going to see people leave California in droves, okay? But I am here, I told you guys, for two reasons. Women and this, okay? Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Onward and upward. Even in my crotchety old age, it's still this. That comes first. Anyway, I'll see you guys real soon.